Okay. So being that this Shabbos is Shabbos Shuvah, in the midst of Teres Mei Teshuvah, I'll talk about a topic that's, I think, timely, different aspects of which we've discussed in previous years. But the two of the bywords that are very much used this time of year are the words Slicha and Mechila. What is the difference? Does it matter? Is there a difference? Are they just kind of like synonymous to some extent? That's true. But what exactly is the difference? Because we say, for example, not only on Sesame Chuba, but throughout the year, every Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha, the sixth bracha, is Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, mechal lanu malchenu ki farshanu. Slach and mechal. Okay? Or, as we're familiar with now from our Sesame Chuba, avinu malchenu, slach u'mechal l'chalavanu senu. So it's hard to say that they mean exactly the same thing, because why mention both? And slach u'mechal. Okay? And avinu malkeinu kosveinu b'sefer slicha u'mechila. Right? So again, we have these two concepts, slicha and mechila. In the davening Yom Kippur, the phrase right before the conclusion of the bracha called Kedusha Sayom, we read k'atah solchan l'Yisrael u'machalon l'shifte Yeshua v'chal dor v'dor. And then again, melech mochel v'soleach. Again, the terms of Baruch Ato Hashem, melech mochel v'soleach, l'amaseinu l'amosam v'yisrael, v'yisrael, etc. Mekadosh Shavu Yom Kippurim. So again, we find the phrase again, slicha and mechila, kind of appearing together in a number of very prominent places. Certainly, Teres Mei Teshuvah, Rosh Yom Kippur time. And, of course, throughout the year in the Shemoneh Esrei as well. So I'd like to look at the difference between what is Slach lanu Slicha and Mechal lanu Mechila. In the Gemara, okay, the word appears as an identifying force or identifying description of Yom Kippur. The Mishnah, so the Gemara says in Tainis, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Amar Shimon Gamliel, V'ho Yom Tov Yisrael Kacham Yicham Yishar Sevechem HaKippurim. Two of the most joyous days. The Jewish calendar, the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Now, we understand, says the Gemara, Yom Kippur is a cheerful day. Bisham and Kippur, why Mishum these days? Slicha Mechila. Yom Kippur is the final day of Slicha Mechila. And Yom Shenitnu Bulucha Zachronas. Rashi there in Tainus, Amun and Beis, giving the whole Cheshbon. Gesarach Meshavos of Itamuz. Moshe was up and down, and is there on the mountain for three sets of 40 days. If you do the math, starting from the 6th of Sivan, right? Yom Matan Torah. So, 40 days later, Shavuos and Tammuz, Smash Luchas, went back up for another 40 days, came back down, went back up for Chodesh Elul, the last 40 days concluding on Yom Kippur, right? And that was the final forgiveness for the sin of the Golden Calf, because even though Hashem had forgiven them earlier, but they didn't have the Luchas anymore. So until the Luchas were restored, the forgiveness was not complete. That happened on the 10th of Tishrei that year. That was established as Yom Kippur, yeah.
It was never complete.
Well, in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we'll act up, still hold that grudge against us, so to speak. It's a different discussion. But in terms of the forgiveness of this group of people, even when he said, like, I forgive you, and so on, nonetheless, you didn't have the luchos, right? So now you got the luchos in Kippur. Okay. So again, these are days called from Slicha Mechila. Same thing about Vasa Kuf Chafalaf. Again, Rashi gives you the phraseology there and the mathematical calculations, how it came out to Yom Kippur. Fine. The word Slicha appears numerous times in the Torah. For example, Parsha Shlach, we say this throughout the Slichos all week, last week, and Yom Kippur. Bamidbar Perkidal, Posi Yates, Slach no, Lavona Mazek, Golachastecha, Chasher no, Soso, Zem, Samahena. Doesn't say in the Torah, Vishon Namar. That's it, right? That's the next Posse. Why Hashem again? Why Hashem? Solachti, Kidvarecha. Right? So again, the word is Slicha. Okay? Mechila is a word that is harder to find. Does the word Mechila appear anywhere in the Chumash, in the context of forgiveness? Not so clear. It is a rarer word. It seems perhaps to even be a later word. Later word, it's not Slicha again. I just showed you those prominent places. But Mechila, and we refer to something, Mechila, Mochel, and so on, but it's questionable whether that even appears in the Torah. There's a pasuk in next week's Sefer, Parshas Hazinu, which says, Tzur Yelocha Teshi, Yavatishkach Kel Mechol Lecha. That's in Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Ches. That's the Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. It says, "Vatishkach Kel Mechol Lecha." You forgot, or you have forgotten, or will forget the God Mechol Lecha. Mechol Lecha. What does that word mean? So Rashi says, there in Hazinu. I got it. Rashi says over there in Hazinu that Kel Mechol Lecha motziach merechen. Lashon yichol aelos chilke later. That means give birth. Vatishkach kamachol. You forgot the God who produced you, right? Pasuk Yeshaya perek nala pasuk beis habito arba richem el sora techol elchem. She who gave birth to you. Okay, so that's probably what it means in that case also. However, the sifrei there in Parshas Hazinu and Piska Shin Yud Tes in Parshas Hazinu says Dover Acher, another interpretation about Tishkach Kel Mecholecha Kel Shem Mochelecha Al Kol Avonasecha. That the word Mecholecha there in Parshas Hazinu Take comes from the word or related to the word Mechila. So if that's the case, and based on the Sifrei, the word Mechila does appear in the Torah Shavuot Sag as well. Now the Gemara puts these words into Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. Right? And the Medrash puts it in. There's a Psukim in Parshas Kisisa, we know, Perek Lamed Beis of Shmos, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that the people made the Egel, so he informs Moshe's on top of the mountain. So he informs Moshe what happened, and he says in Perek Lamed Beis of Shmos, supposed to be good, Vata Hanicholi, leave me alone. Don't pester me. Leave me alone. I want to destroy them and so on. The Rashi points out, what is he leaving? This Moshe didn't say a word yet. Hadayim of Shamanu, Moshe didn't daven or anything. He wrote, leave me alone. Omer Hanichali, Ella Kan Pasach Lo Pesach. Okay? The Rosh was hinting, you know, don't think about doing anything like praying to me because it's not going to help, right? That was the hinting. Don't daven to me. Don't beg to me. No, it's not going to work. As if a hint that that's what you should do. Okay? And that's based, as it has Gemara and Brochus, on Daf, Lamed Beis, Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, and so on, and therefore Moshe said, right? Moshe, so to speak, grabbed a Kadosh Baruch Hu like grabbing a person. I won't leave you alone. Now it doesn't appear in the Torah. It's the Gemara putting those words in. It's the Medrash putting those words in Moshe's, in Moshe's mouth. Okay, but again, it seems to be the Chazal understood this word was around, meaning a form of slicha. Also, it's interesting, in the end of Parshas Toldos, we're introduced to a woman whose name is Machalas. Perek Chavches of Bereshis Pasuk Tes. Vayelech Esav Yishmo, Vayikaches Machalas, or Machalas Bas Yishmo Ben Avram, Achos Nevaros Amashov, Lo Lisho. Okay, Esav went to Yishmael and took one of Yishmael's daughters, her name was Machalas, as his wife. Okay? All right, very nice. Later in the Torah, what's it got to do with us? So far, nothing. But later in the Torah, Parash V'Yishach, Perek Lamed Gov, Sukkim Beis and Gimel, Torah tells us that Esav took as one of his wives the daughter of Yishmael and said, it says in Pasuk, her name was Basmas. That's Basmas, Bas Yishmael, Achos Nevaios. So Rashi wonders, what do you mean, Basmas? Earlier she was identified as Machalas. What was her name? Right? Elsewhere she's called Machalas. So listen to this. Matzino by Goddess Medrash Sefer Shmuel, Shlosha Mochalim Lahen Avonoseim. There are three people whose sins get forgiven. Gershon is Geir. A person converts, he starts all over again. For Olegdula, someone who's elevated to a high position, was not far from him. Anos Isha, when you get married. How do we know? Because her real name was Basmas. But when she got married, she became called Machalas, Miloshen Mechila. So if we accept that, there's another remnant of the word Mechila in the Torah. Okay? And so the Gemara explains, how do we know this idea that when a person is Ola Gedula, his sins are forgiven. The Medrash is in Sefer Shmuel and Parshu Yud Zayin Os Aleph. Okay, that's where it's found from. I was talking about Shol. Okay, so, it tells the whole thing. Rashi explained it. Okay? Now, it's interesting because because we actually have a halacha or a practice, a halacha, certainly a minig, that is based on this practice. Okay? In the Sefer Tashbetz Kotten, Simon Top Samachay, quotes a medrash, which says that the same medrash, Medrash and Shmuel, okay, quotes the same medrash. And based on this, we have a practice that a chosim and a kala fast on the day of the wedding. Unless it's on Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah, something like that. But what's it about? So what's the idea of fasting? Why should the chosim? We know that meaning, right? The chosim and kala fast on the day of the wedding. Again, unless it's some reason you can't fast, it's Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara Hanukkah or something, so they can't fast. Chodesh Nisan. But basically, the more prevalent meaning, unless they're not feeling well or something like that, they fast. Right? So that's based on Rishon. We're going to say Hatash Beis Katan in the top Samach Hay, right? Kamoshis Anu Bo Yisrael Kamokin Achosan Misana, the Chosan fast. Okay, and he also quotes this Medrash. Her name was Mochlas, her sins were forgiven. Sins were forgiven. It becomes so like a mini Yom Kippur. You know, also they say the Chosan Kalab, when they daven, whatever the tefillah is before the Chuppah, they say the Chuppah is an evening, they say daven Mincha, they say the long Vidui, right? They say the Yom Kippur Achid, right? And the Marie Bruna has a Tshuva Simon Tzadik Gimel, Mish'alpim Chosan Rashai Lecho B'Yom Chuppaso. Okay, can a chosin eat? And he writes, "Ishavti kvar poshut amin b'chol yisol d'lo yochal ad sheitzem mechuposo." Now, what's the reason? What's the reason for this practice? It was apparently a practice. So he says, "V'shamati atam shelo yistaker." We're afraid he might eat and drink and get drunk, and then there'll be a problem when he gives the ring. Does he have full das? You know, because part of the giving the ring is a halachic change of status for the woman, and so on and so forth. So they both have to be, you know, with their wits about them. So if they had, you know, the chosin's tish, and he's busy drinking, everyone gives him a chan. He keeps drinking, by the time he comes up to give it a ring, you're a little tipsy, and you won't have the full das. That's what we're concerned about. Okay? And that's a problem with the kiddushin, possibly. But then he mentions, he says, because of this idea that it's Yom Din, in a certain sense, it's a day of judgment, because as the Rishalmi said, the Medrash, it's also in the Rishalmi, in Bikurim, Paragimel, Alocha Gimel, has the same story that her name was Mosmas, but it later changed to Mochas when she got married because her sins were forgiven. So based on the Rishalmi, the Mari Bruno also writes, there's certain like a day of Mechila, and therefore the Chosam fast. And the Maramin says the same thing in Tshuva, Simon Kuftes. Shoharok brings it to Alocha. Evan Ezra, Simon Samach Aleph, Steve Hayden, Ramor brings it. The Nogu, Shachosam, Akalam, Isanim, Biyom Chuposam. Okay, and the Beit Shmuel there in Siman Samach Aleph and Sukkot and Vav writes, quotes of our mint, has two reasons. One is because of Dave Slicha, and their sins are forgiven. The other is that they won't have a problem with their das. Okay, and the Pesach Tshuva quotes these things as well in Siman in Samach Aleph Sukkot and Tes. Good. So we have this practice that the Chosin Kalafias, all because of that name Mochalas. All right.
Yeah. McCord for both the Chosin and Kala, or just the
Kala? Well, she was a Kala, but apparently it's extended Chosin too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, yeah. Now, so again, I'm just trying to show you that the term Mechila, which is not openly in the Chumash the way the word Slicha is, but it is perhaps hinted to in different places. In Navi, there's a pasuk in Shai Perik Nun Vav pasuk Beis. We learned yesterday in Tzum Gedalia. Ashrei Eno Shah says those who are not on Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, the Shomer Adom Asos Kol, what is Mechalalo? So the Studesian there says, Mechalalo Melechalalo. The funny word, Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo. You observe Shabbos, Mechalalo is Mechalalo, it means Melechalalo. You observe Shabbos from violating it, Lechalalo, right? Not to be Mechalalo Shabbos. However, the Gemara has in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Chesem Beis, Amar B'chia Bar Abba Amar B'yechalam, Kol Meshamer Shabbos Kilchoso, Afilo Ovid Avazok, Enosh Mochlin Lo, Shenemar, Ashrei Enosh, right? Enosh is the time of the Zohar. Yas is O, Shomer Shabbos Mechal, Al Tikri Mechal Lo, Ela Mechol Lo. You keep Shash, Kol Shomer Shabbos, Mechal Lo, Shomer Shabbos, Mechol Lo. So there again is a hint to the word Mechila, not Torah Zahim, and Sefer Yeshayo. Okay? And the Marshoah there in the Chiddush HaGodes, in Shabbos Kuf Yichas Mbe, he says, the reason I give this Rosh, because it shouldn't say Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, okay, but it's Lashon HaKev, so Mechalalo. Shabbos is Lashon HaKev, right? Okay, so it's Mechalalo, fine. Okay, one other thing, in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yibbeis, again a Pasuk we know, Hafachta Mispedi, Lemochol li, okay. Now mochol means a circle, like a dance, right? Also, Hashem Baruch Hu lost his mochol tzadikim. So the mitzvah is seen there until in Parak Lamed Pasuk says limchol, lemochol. We lost from mochol zikar. Fachta mispedi, you change my eulogies and my mourning, my hesped, into mochol li, into dancing. Okay, that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. Dancing. However, the The Radak says in that pasuk don't parak on pasuk the base vachti nevachali shaisim is abel and amshos is abel. But now you said to me, have your chataska vachti nevachali forgave me. Says another word. Okay. Anyway, so we have a number of different possible references to this word. In Tilim Perk Peches Pasuk Aleph Shimer Mizmor Nekarch Lanatzech Al Machalos. Okay, Lanatzech Al Machalos. So Mitzvah Sin says Shem Klei Nigan. It's a type of musical instrument. But again, the Medrash Tilim Shokatov and that Mizmor Peches writes that Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it was Ani Mochel Chabikiloso. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Mochel Dabar HaMelech because of all his praises and so on. There's so many different types of Shevach and Tilim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mochel again. Okay, a play on words. So, bottom line, we have the word mechila hinted at possibly in a lot of different places. In the Gemara, actually in the Mishnah already, in Tosefta, we find it in the sense of forgiving directly. There's none of those sources that we had were directly, meant that. It could mean that, if you interpret it that way. But it's definitely used as in forgiveness. In the monetary sense, for example, the Mishnah Trumas, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Okay, if someone eats Truma, it belongs to the Kohen and so on. So can the Kohen be Mochel, the debt? That's where you find the word, Mochel, Limchel, Mochel, a debt. You forgive a debt, we have it in English as well. And a number of Mishnahs and Trumas in the 7th Perek as well. Someone, the Kohen is allowed to be Mochel under certain circumstances, the pay back for the Truma, the extra, the Chomesh, in other cases not, and so on. All right? In Bava Kamma, the Mishnah, Bav Kuf Gimel of Aleph, talks about also, if someone owes a debt to somebody, can he be mochel the debt? I know there's circumstances discussed over there. So, bottom line is the word mechila is definitely used in Mishnayot, and subsequently Gemara, in the sense of forgiving, like in the sense of forgiving a debt, which is certainly what the word means. Okay? Now.
Koro
mochel. Koro mochel is another example, yeah. Mochel covered, yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, it's not really a Mishnah, the Perek Vav, the sixth Perek of Pirkei Avos, not really a Mishnah, it's added, it's after, but it's right, so, but we put it in Pirkei Avos, sixth part, Perek. So Mishnah Aleph says, Shono Chacham, Veloshon HaMishnah, I tell you that Perek, Shono Chachamim, certain things that a person should have and receives out of, actually when he's Osik B'Torah. Kol Osik Meir Omer, Kol Osik B'Torah, L'Shmo Zoch L'Dvam Harbe. And what are the different things? One is, Mochel Alabono, Megaros, Mochel Alabono. Again, you can be Mochel if somebody wrongs you. Nehmar Yuma, Samach Ches Amad Beis, talks about the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Okay? And the Kohen Gadol, when he at the end of the service, Yom Kippur actually reads certain parts of the Sefer Torah, including from Parshas Achrimos, which were Leah and Yom Kippur, and also in the Emor Achba, Salachodesh Hashvi, and so on and so forth. And he would say eight brachas, not the regular brachas, eight brachas, ala Torah, ala Vodav, ala Hodav, ala Mechilas Avon, Mechilas Avon. Okay, that was one of the special brachas that was recited by the Kohen Gadol, Mechilas Avon. And what is that? That's the bracha, as Rashi says, Mechol Avon Aseinu El Kippur Mazeh, which we have in our Shmona Esrei also. Again, Mechol Avon Aseinu, Melech Mochel V'Soleich, etc., etc. Okay?
I don't
Rosh Chodesh
fasting. Yeah. Or for, I think, not Rosh Chodesh,
but for Rosh Chodesh. Yeah.
Mechilas
Chait. Mechilas Chait. Only Shana and Mabaris. That's Kapar Spasha.
Okay.
Yeah, the third one. So that's a big question. It says, and Hashanah Mabaris until Adar Arprak we add L'chapar Esposha. That's a big subject in its own right. It does, we do say Mechila, why do we add one? The Pasha is why we add one is because according to our text, Chalishon is the 12 things. The Tal of Racha, so and when it's an Hebrew or it's a Lippi, it's a 13 months, we add a 13th phrase, or Esposha. Why that particular phrase? So another time. If you're interested in the subject, I once saw an article for Bishin Sof many years ago. Why you about that subject? But anyway, so we'll get that right away. First, I was just demonstrating its apparent absence in Torah Shabbat, although we had number four Muslim to it, and in the Tarshvah Pet appeared. Tosef also, Tosef in Sukkah, Per Dal, Ochabeis, talking about the simplest basis of Reva, coming up Sukkah's time. People would dance, Chasidim, Hashemais, they would dance, and they would say, Ashe Mishal Ochota, Vechol Mishal Ochota, Yimcholo. So again, a number of references to Yimcholo. What does the word Mechila mean? What exactly does the word mean in terms of its Shorish? So it's interesting. There are those who suggest that it means the word halal, for example, in the Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni, Paragimel, most Mishnah Zion, okay, talks about halal meaning like an open area, like a hole. Something's open. It's empty. Empty, really, is more correct. Okay? Gemara Bavasa Samach Halal as well. The Mishnah says, Enos in halal tachas v'shab and boros, some kind of pit, opening into a halal. It's like an opening. A hole or a place which is empty. Okay. In fact, we find that when Brachas points out Salachal Beis, we find that the bracha we say after using the facilities, after we're leaving ourselves, Bracha Sheyotza Salam Mechachu Barav Nekavim Nekavim Chalulim Chalulim. Okay, Chalulim are openings. The body is opening. It's a strange thing. You know, you take a balloon and you make a little opening, and all the air will go out. And the body has several we call them orifices, has several openings, and you know somehow the air. And it works. You know, the system works.
The source from Mechalel Shabbos is the same source as Mechila.
Maybe, maybe not. That's Mechalel Tumlanet. So that's, maybe not. There's a lot of dafke. There, Chalel means, but it could be. According to this approach, yes. That's exactly right. What does it mean? So what does Mechalel mean? Okay. Or for example, the, talking about the simplest base Shoeva, it talks in Sukkos, and Erchen Yoram and Aleph talks about, they'll play the Chalil. Kind of a flute, a recorder. Again, it's got holes, right? That's the word. Okay, that's what it means. So what does it mean? It means a place which is devoid of something. So the concept, for example, that Chaim Rosen writes in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Gimel Perkes, says that the concept of Chilul Hashem means it's like Hashem is not there. When you did this act, it's as if you chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of there. It's void of his presence. That's, you know, or to do Mechalel Shabbos, it's void of the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's a void. A Chol HaRaita is a void of the Kedusha's Kona. Right? We have numerous of such examples. Okay? That's why the Gemara says in Kedusha, Laman Aleph, Amar Yitzchak, Kala Ova, Aver, we see Kedusha, Dochek, Ragle, Ashkina. And you do it Aver, it's like a pushing away the feet, so to speak, of the Shekhinah. So that's one possibility that, therefore, Mechila means it's now void of your sin. You've been forgiven the sin, you are now empty of this sin.
Or your obligation of this
moment. Or if the moment is here, I'm now no longer owe you this amount of money. I'm devoid of any obligation. Yeah. Another possibility is it's kind of a relaxation, so to speak. There's a more brachas lamed beis. Let's say a person has to say a makeup tefillah, tashlumin. So how long does he have to wait? Because, you know, let's say davening, if he could miss the shachar, he's got to daven mincha twice. He says this one essay. How long does he have to wait before the next one essay? Okay. So there's an opinion there. This is lamed beis and brachos. Kama yishum in tefillah tefillah. Okay. How long does he have to wait between one essay and the other? And as Rashi says, nishi yesh lachzor l'spalo. Okay. Either because he made a mistake or whatever, as he realized, I forgot a Melech HaKadosh, or forgot the Mashiach or Geshem, whatever it is. And he has to repeat. So the Gemara says in one opinion is, Rav Huna Bar Chisda, Chad Omer Kedei Shetischonein Da'ato Olav, Chad Omer Shetischoleil Da'ato Olav. That has to do with tefillah, but having a presence of mind, so to speak. But mind Omer Shetischonein is also from Chan Hashem. The language of prayer. But the way Rashi interprets it, which means that he hit the same thing, the previous Rashi, right? You're calm. So therefore, it's also possible that that the concept of Mechila is related to having a certain amount of calm because you've been relieved of this debt, so to speak, both in the monetary sense and in the sense of the avarice, right? So it's a sort of a yishuv hadas. You're calm or you've been relieved of problems.
Like a pardon.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll get back to that. Okay. Although, as we'll see, later, we'll see. But yes, okay, pardon. You're relieved of this obligation. Okay. Another possibility is that it's rooted in the word macho, memches hey, which means to wipe out, to get rid of. For example, Shmos Perkizan Pasikidal, Bem Hashem, Moshe, Ksov Zos, Dikama Sever, Simos Neshua, Ki Macho Emche, Ezecha Molek, Mitachash Maim, or in Kisete, right? Perkuf Hei of Dwaran Pasikites, Vaya Benech Hashem Kech, etc., etc., Pimche, Ezecha Molek. Okay?
And that's
what erasing.
What is forgiving?
Well, it's erasing. Okay, good. Hold the thought. Erasing. For example, in Parshas Kisisa, when Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to, the Moshe is davening for Kadosh Baruch Hu's forgiveness for the Chet HaEgel, it says in Parak Lamed Beis, it's most possible Lamed Beis, Vato im tisocha tosom ayin mechenino misifrucha shekosavta, right? Mechenino. Okay, we'll get to it. Mechenino misifrucha. And Hashem says, miyach shekotra imchenino misifri. Now, the idea of Mechia Memches Hey by Avonos is found. It's a pasuk we say in the Slichas Yishai Perak Mem Gimel Pasuk Hey Anochi Anochi Hu Moche Fishoecha Lamani Moche with a Hey at the end. Okay, or in Perak Mem Dal of Yishai Pasuk Hey is Mochisi Chaav Shoecha Vechanan Chatosecha. Okay, I'm wiping out or wiping away. Okay, now does that have anything to do with Mechila? Well, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Shmini, Oz Yud, says, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Hazeh Niskafer Ben Korban. Now, in this world, the Korban is a Mechaper. Ba'olam Habah, Ani Mochel P'shoecha Below Korban, Shenema Anochi Hu Mochel P'shoecha. It's interchangeable. According to the Medrash, Mechila and Mechia is the same thing. Mochel and Mochel is the same thing. So there, it's in the sense of erasing or removing, so to speak. Okay? So this is these are different approaches. These are different approaches. Again, slicha. So now let's try to understand. So what's the difference between slicha and mechila? I mean, again, is there practice? Again, means forgiving, erasing. They're all related. I mean, so what exactly?
Forgive and then erase.
Yeah. So now the question is, what is one more than the other? Which means what? Yeah.
Well, so far, like slicha is more of a. It recognizes the action, and you are willing to, you know, not take offense at it.
Okay.
Mechila seems to be, you know what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Doesn't exist.
As far as I'm concerned, that didn't happen.
So now, let's see the question is which, and we have to figure it out, and not everyone's going to agree. Right. Okay, so we'll see. There is a...
We ask our fellow man for forgiveness.
Okay, maybe we'll see. Well, some of these veterans will fit in better that way. Now, in the Medrash, okay, and hence in the Davin, the Medrash in Vayikra Parsha Gimel says as follows: Yazav Rosh Adarko and so on. So it says, we say he wrote some Shetimchol Li Al Kol Avonosai. Mechila is associated with Avon. Tislach, in this version, Tislach le'al kol p'sho'ai, u'schaper le'al kol chatosai. So, you look in the Siddurim, the different ones, the different verbs match different categories of Averis. Okay? So, very often, though, Mechila is with Avon. Slicha is usually with Chet. Right? And again, it's questionable. All right? But the... Slicha, usually we associate more with chait, not like that medrash. Okay? In the Slach lo Rabinu ki chatanu, Mechal lo Rabinu ki farshanu, Pesha is usually a worse type of chait, even rebellion, huh? Yeah, that medrash said the opposite. That's what I'm saying. You know, hence, different explanations among different authorities as to which means what. Okay? So the Avudram, speaking about the Shemona Esra, and Slach lo Rabinu ki chatanu, right, because says asher melech. Avinu, who is he talking to? Avinu kichatano. Slicha is with Avinu. Mechalan is with Malkeinu, the melech. Why? Because miyashakol's donor she'osah ha'bein domos litne'av kishgogos. Okay, when a child sins before the father chalks it up to the maturity. You know, it's an accident, right? It's a baby, okay? And therefore, it's easier to be soleach, okay? But with a melech, when you do something that offends the king, even if it's an accident, he thinks, but perhaps on purpose, right? He takes offense at it, okay? So required, and according to this, mechila is a more intense type of forgiveness. An accident, slicha, okay, good. You know, so like a father, slach lo avinu, kichatano. Yeah, no problem. Mechal lo malkeno, with those things which you took offense at, require mechila. That's the direction which the avudram takes on this approach, okay? And he says, l'fisha pesha godo mechet. Okay, pesha is worse than chet, and therefore mechila yeshavake, and now your question, Mavi. Because mechila yeshavakesh mikol adam hamakpid umedakte kol chavero. Usually with someone else, he's makpid. You know, you offended him. So mechila, a father with a child, 101 excuses. You know, I mean, you know, especially if they come to the parent teacher conferences, the you know, parents defend the child, and it's the teacher's fault, right? So it's like, you know, right with the parents, it's the kid's always right. Okay, but anyway, that's the Avudram's direction. Okay, Yaris Vashi, we have an Ebeshit Chelik Aleph Jewish Aleph. Right, we say slach lo avinu ki chatanu ki kaz anachnu v'chinas bein lo'av b'chal makena ki poshanu ki oz anu yordim v'dregas bein, we become more like an eved and so on. The yesh hefresh, now he says the verse Ebershit, the yesh hefresh bein slicha lo mechila ki slicha, you say legamri o mechila adayin tzarech yisurim. Okay, mechila a mochel, but you know, it's not like it didn't happen. There's still
with the hay, why did he?
Oh,
it's what happened.
He doesn't. You're right. I said we had a number of different. I built it up that way. There are a number of different interpretations. So obviously, it depends which one. Who's going to learn mechilas? Meaning what? Okay, it means it's void of the sin, but the punishment is still there. You're right. According to that, it wouldn't work. That's the Aris of Ashrad. Okay. I mean, it's just interesting. The Yaris Tavash is written by Rabbi Yonasan Ebershit. So he says, Mechila, Slicha is legamre. Slicha is higher or more effective or more universal than Mechila. That's what he said. Well, it depends what you're going to put with which. Okay, it actually works better with that Vayikra Rabba because he put Mechila with Avon, which, put Slicha with Pesha, which is a rebellion. So Slicha. No, right. That him won't work. Right, correct. Okay. Now, but I just want to point out that Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur Beis Yaakov, now he had a much more significant disagreement than this with the Yonasan Ebershit, but this is why he disagreed about this as well. He writes in his Siddur, okay, Michal, first of all, he says, he mila Talmudis. The Talmudic word, it's not, the Ein La Reb Mikra, it's not in the Mikra. We saw some hints, but he doesn't like him. He says, Hamechio, with the A, like you said, the Hamechika, Luchok. Okay, another thing also means to erase. Okay, and umechika legame yoser minaslicha. So the opposite. He wrote, the Rebbe Ebershitz wrote kislicha legamri. He says no, mechika or mechila is legamri more than slicha. In the Siddur Otzar Tfilas, it says slach umechal. Right, in Avinu Malkeinu, slach umechal lechol avonoseinu. Slach umechal. That's in Avinu Malkeinu. Right? So why do we say mechal slach? Because he also says, because mechila is bigger than slicha. Slach, mechal, you progress. Okay? This, what is slicha? He says, slicha hu rak harchovas zman. Kemo shekasa, solachti kivarecha. Okay? Velo amiseim ato. Parom Hashem, solachti kivarecha. Okay, I give a stay of execution. I won't punish him now. Okay? But mechila is legamre. So again, that's a their approach. In the Siddur Tfilas of Shemshon for Hirsch, it says as follows in English translation. He says a different way of looking at it. He says, Slicha is personal forgiveness granted so that the transgression that was committed may not permanently blight the relationship of the transgressor to the one against whom he has sinned. Mechila is objective pardon, the waiver of the punishment which a transgressor would have deserved. There can be hope for such forgiveness or pardon only after the transgressor has demonstrated tshuva, that is, only after he has made amends as far as possible, and has solemnly resolved to be more attentive to his duty in the future. So he looks at, I want to come back to this point, I'm sure Shapar Hirsch in his prayers on the Siddur, in the Shemaya Sev Shachris, okay, says again, Slicha is to repair the relationship between the sinner and the one against whom they sin, and Mechila is a wave of the waves of punishment. So that's his direction. Okay? Now, the Malbim comments on a pasuk, which again we know from this time here, Tilim Parakuf Lamed Pasuk Dal, Kimcha Slicha Laman Tivorei, the Shir Malzim Akim. He says, well, you said it, Rabbi Akshim. The Gam Shegeh, he says, Haslicha he sheyaver es ha'avon ke'ilu lo haya b'metzias kal. It's like it never happened. That's what slicha. It's like it never happened. Okay? And I don't know what you're talking about. It never happened. All right? And he said that, Al-Kain lo nimtza, address your question, Monty, also. Al-Kain lo nimtza b'shum makom b'tanach slicha me'odom le'odom. You know why we're mocha? You know why? Because slicha means it's like it never happened. With human beings, that's not possible. I can forgive you, but, you know, there's still, you know,
only
right? Only Hashem can mamish get rid of it. I can forgive you and I mean it. But, you know, in the back of your head. It's just there. That's human nature. So he says, that's why the Malbim writes, that's why we never find the term slicha used in the Torah, in Tanakh, but a person, only Hashem. Okay? So therefore, that's what he's saying. It's supposed to be, kim cha slicha. Only with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slicha, Laman Tivarei. Okay?
The Malbim.
Malbim on the Pasuk in Shema Asim Rakim. Okay? And he says, and he says more than that. He says, a human being who wants people to be afraid of him will not forgive. He'll hold you responsible, right? A human being, Ben Basav Adam, Ayidei Sherotz Et Shubav on him, Lo Yimchal Avot, Shim Yochal Avot, Lo Yimchal Avot. He always forgives the sins. This guy's a pushover, no problem. Right? He's the king, but I can get anything I want. And I'll do this now, I'll say sorry, he'll forgive me. Right? It's a pushover. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's different. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to fear him because he has the capacity to obliterate it altogether. Okay? Now, the Malbim also notes elsewhere in Vayikra, Paragdal Posachavav, it says by Karbonus, right? The Chiper Olav HaKohen, so the Malbim there points out there are a whole bunch of different words that are used for forgiveness throughout Tanakh. And he lists them for you. Okay, Mechila is obviously become Hashem Yislach lo, v'nikaper lahem adam. He quotes the Pesukim. Kilo yisal afishachem, v'nika ish mevon, over al pesha. Okay, tam avonecha, nirtz avona, mocha, yichbo shonoseinu, kamsenu mevonin, on and on. Okay. And he says each one of them has its own meaning in their particular context. Together, poel slach shemaver ha'oven min ha'metzias legamrei kilo ha'metzias kal. And that's what's different. That's what he says slicha is. And mechila is not that. So that's consistent. That's the Malbim in that location as well. Okay? Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Zichron Lebracha, also had this approach. The Pasuk says, we know, regarding Yom Kippur, we say this pasuk many, many, many times. The Rav said as follows. This is printed in Awa Tshuva on page 265. Hamunach mechila eno nimtza kal b'tanach. Again, like we said, not found in Tanach. Chutz ulad makom echad, that's a tishkach kel mechorech. We saw many of other places. Okay, but basically that's it. But Tanach, Bob bimkol mechila hamusa kapara. The Rav said that's what kapara is. Kapara is in mechila. Pirshu, what does it mean? Mechila is haonshin v'hamtokas adinim. The mochal of punishment. Okay, and he says ki bor ki mechikas ha'avon adayin en nefesh mitoharis. When you've been forgiven, that's very often purified. Adayin eno chazez mkol mishulkon meno. Okay. Ba Yom HaKippurim lo rak mechaper slash mochel ela gam mitayer slash soleach. The basic difference is, all right, when I mochel a debt, it doesn't mean that you never borrowed the money. You did borrow the money from me. And we don't have no argument about it. But I'm saying I don't have to pay me back. Okay, that's $10 forget about. Okay, I'm allowed to do that. I'm going to mochel the debt. Does that mean you never borrowed the money from me? No, it doesn't mean that. You did. But I'm mochel, right? That's forgiving the responsibility, this responsibility you previously had. Yom Kippur, that's correct. It's not as if it never happened. You did borrow it, I'm letting you go. That's mechila. But slicha, which the Rav is equating slicha with tahara, that is, it's like it never happened. It never happened. And the idea of the Rav developed, not for right now, but when you kippur, you purify yourself. You're like a new person. You're not that same guy anymore. I never did that over here. It wasn't me. She said the day. Okay, the day is mechaper. So I come out. That's a double language. Kivayom is a yechaper aleichem, but also letaher eschem. It affects tahara as well. If done properly, okay, but brings about tahara. Tahara. Tahara is a new person. But a guy was telling me before, now he's in the mikveh, came out, he's tahara. Right, so there's been a change. And again, if we take him kippur properly, so it means I'm not the same person. That's the idea. Okay?
Part of the person, but like part of tshuva, like the Rambam, is internalizing that you're not going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah, in a chalami. So that brings, yeah, in a chalami. Correct. But it, right, so that's the thing. So that's what the Rav said also. Okay? Yom Kippur, perhaps, can be mechaper without tshuva, even, because of the power of the day. Okay, the power of the Yom Kippur is it can be mechaper even without tshuva. I print that Rambam here. I don't know if I had it here, but Yom Kippur has the capacity to.
The morning, I think you could sleep through it and still.
Right, it'll still work. Right, so it can't be mitahir without tshuva. Okay, Yom Kippur, the punishment can be waived and somebody won't purify, won't become a new person. That's the Rav developed. The Rav's brothers, Aaron Salvech, had a little bit of a different approach, going back to pardoning and forgiving, similar to what we read from Rav Shimshon Falahirsh. He says, who issues a pardon? When right? In American terms, the president or the governor, the king, can issue a pardon. That can be done when the person who committed the crime didn't do anything wrong to the president. He didn't harm the president or the governor or whoever he's given to the king, right? In his capacity as executive official, whatever his title is, the king, he has the right to pardon. That's part of his role. So a king can pardon when there was no offense against him personally, right? Whereas forgiveness is when you yourself are the wronged party. Okay, I can forgive somebody when I'm the wrong party. A president, a king, or whoever it is that can grant a pardon, okay, a governor can grant a pardon, that can be in his capacity as the leader of the state or the leader of the country or something. He has the right to waive the punishment and so on. So one second. Well, let's see. So again, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has both roles. When we sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can forgive us in his capacity as chief executive officer. And also can forgive in the capacity of the wronged party.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, so Aaron Salvech developed a very fascinating thing. We'll move to finish up with this. We all know, we say throughout Slichas and Yom Kippur, we say many times, the social shemidas, right? Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, Mechanim, etc. Perek Lamedal and Shroz starts plus a K. Vayir, Hashem, Aram, Yidu, Hashem, Vayikor, Vishem, Hashem. Vav and Zion by Avor Hashem upon Avaykor Hashem Hashem Kerach Mechanan Erech upon Baruch Hashem Emes Nes Pasuk No Tzeches Alofim No Tzeyavim Fesh Chatam Na Keil Na Keil Pok Kedavon Vos Al Benim Al Benim Benim Al Shershim Al Yibim Not part of the 13 meters Pasuk Ches Vay Emer Moshe Vay Kor Arts Vay Sachu Then and Tes Vay Omer Im No Mot Tzos Yichem Benecha Hashem Yelech No Hashem Kivinu Ki Yam Kshar Vuhu Vesalach Tal Al Abanin Chatan Al Chatan It was all from the lady yesterday on a tiny seaboard. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zion or Beis we can't even understand, we couldn't even say it. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself, as it were, in a talus like a Shech Tzibur. Okay? The Herald of Moshe Seder Tvila. And he showed Moshe how to daven for the people's forgiveness. Omalo, Kol's man, she saw Chotin. When the Jewish people sin, they're in need of forgiveness. Notice the word mochel. I'll be mochel them. Okay? Now, what are the 13 midas? How do you reckon them? Okay? So actually, there are quite a number of different opinions among the Rishonim and the Achronim, how you count the 13. All right? In fact, I once saw a list of 13 different opinions of how to count the 13. Okay? I'll just go over to, I'm not going to go over 13 now, just the famous one. Tosus there in Rosh Hashanah, Zion Bay, says as follows. Omer Ibn Atan, the Shnei Shemos HaRishonim, Heim Shnei Midos. Hashem, Hashem, those are the first two. Because one is Kodom HaChet, one is Achar HaChet, and so on. So he has Hashem, Kael, Racham, Chanun, Erechapayim, Rechesed, Emes, Notzeh Chesed Ofim, Notzeh Avon, Rofesh, Rechatov, and Akei. Okay? That's how he counts it. However, continues Tosfos, when Megillah started with Nisim, not the Ran, that's not the Ran, the Chiddush HaRan, or the Ran of the Rift, the Nisim Gon, says as follows, Ein Mona Shem Rishon. The first Hashem doesn't count. Because it's really, there's a psik there. You look in there's a line there, right? It says, it's as if it says, Hashem, Hashem, colon. So the first Hashem doesn't count. It counts only as one. Okay? And therefore, he counts Hashem, Racham, Chanun, and he counts Notzer Chesed Lofim as two things. We count Notzer Chesed Lofim, but Notzer Chesed, and now Notzer Chesed, but Lofim for 1,000 generations. Count as two separate things. That's how he gets to the 13. Okay? Okay. But, and there are others, but if you look in the Sefer Chassidim, Reina Hura Chassid, Sim Reish Nun, he does not count, but Arizal already doesn't count Hashem, either Shem Hashem. That's not a midos of Hashem, that is Hashem. Okay? And Reina Hura Chassid doesn't count Kael either. Hashem, Hashem, and Kael, those are all regular names of Hashem. We're not looking here for the 13 midos. Those two don't count. Now he's going to be three short. Okay, I only have 10. So what does he do? So in the Sefer Chassidim it says, Rachum Aleph, Chanun, Beis, Erechapayim, Gimel, Rav Chesed, 4, Vemes, Hey, it's 5, Nosei Chesed, Ofen, 6, Nosei Ofen, 7, Pesha, 8, Chator, 9, Hakei, 10. What are the other three? The other three are in that last pasuk, V'solachta, Lavoneinu, Uchataseinu, Uchatano. Okay, that's what he says. That's what Yudah Chassid says. Okay, the Salach Ravan Yud Aluch, I'd say your base, on the 13. Hare Yud Gimel Midas and so on. If you notice, and now you'll pay attention, you will notice, when we say throughout the Slichas, now in the week of Slichas, and in Yom Kippur, Yud Gimel Midas, we always do it on, the Salach Ravan Yud, right afterwards, right? We do. It's as if Kai Yisrael has accepted the position of Yudah Chassid. At least with regards to Slichas. Pay every time we add it on. Okay? And throughout the Slichas, whenever we say the Gilmidos, we add on the Salach Tavon and Chatzin and Chatano. In fact, and our Sefer Chassidim refers to this, okay, one of the great Paitanin, Amitai ben Shvatya, wrote a piyut which the opening verse is Hashem Hashem Kerachon. That's recited, that's the special day, that's the Monday before Yom Kippur. That's this coming Monday. Or if Yom Kippur is Shabbos Monday, it's a Thursday. It's a Monday or a Thursday, whichever one is closest to Yom Kippur. Okay, you say the Shloshos Yemidos Slichas. The Pizmon, the end, is Hashem Hashem Kar, and it's in Neil also. Okay, and the first stanza, his name is Amitai, there are four stanzas. The first, Aleph Mem Tafiyah, that was named. The first stanza, Aleph, in that Slichas, again, we'll say that Slichas on Monday, that's the Pizmon on Monday Slichas, is Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Racham, Echad, Erech, Apayim, and we say, V'salachta, Lavaninu, Chatzenu, Chatanu. It's part of the text. The only time we don't do it is when we say when we take out the Torah, and we say the Shloshim Midos, and then we start, Noseavon, Vafesha, V'chatov, V'nakeim, and we don't say V'salachta, Lavaninu, Chatzenu, there. Okay, true. But throughout the regular Slichas, Anan Yom Kippur, and so on, we always append the words after the V'chatov, V'nakeim, V'salachta, Lavaninu, Chatzenu, Chatanu. Okay. Interestingly, as a total side point, okay, the word unchaltanu, what exactly does that mean? So Rashi there in Kisisa, Pergamadal Pasuk says, Pasuk test says unchaltanu, Tinein lecha nachla mechiles, grant us a special nachla. In the concordance, the Mandelkorn concordance under the entry nachal, nun cheslamid, says that perhaps the original word was umichal tanu, miloshem mechila. Miloshem is sometimes memnunun. So it's umichal tanu, mishorish machal, which would mean there's another mark. But I won't go there now. But the question is, according to Yudah Chassid, which as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik stressed in the Shir, and the Yudah Chassid said, this seems to be accepted, because we do, when we say out loud, every day in the Slichas, how many times now, and throughout Yom Kippur, Hashem Hashem Karachum Ganur, after Menachem, we say the Salachta, Vareh Chazer Chaltanu. The question is, well, one second, what are we adding? Because we already said, Nosei Avon Rafesha Vechata. We already said that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives Avon Rafesha Vechata. So We're saying again, whatever nechatana means, let's leave out the mechilah. It means grant the mechilah. Grant enough. Huh? What's that? That's interesting. Okay, it's a possibility. Very good, very possible. But it's but the notice the word there. It's no say avon vafesher chata. Here it's v'salachta lavoneinu ulchatoseinu. What's missing? Pshaino. So first of all, why does it repeat? And second, why the second time does it not say Pesha? So what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and Rav Rocha wanted to say was that again, going back to this distinction, that there's a distinction between pardoning and forgiving. Forgiving means I'm the Baal Dover, I'm the wronged party, so I can slicha. I can forgive. Oh, I'm not saying which it is. Yeah. I'm the wrong party, I can forgive. The pardon, that's the forgiving. Pardon is like the president or the governor pardons. He's not the wrong party. It's just that he has that right as chief of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's both. So therefore, as follows, what we say, no say avon vafesha, that's in the category of mechila. That's asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for forgiveness in his capacity as the wrong party. And therefore, we put everything. No say avon Wafesha, Yechatar. Remember, I showed that Malbim before. There are many words, right? No say in that. So no say, Avon, Wafesha, Yechatar. We're asking everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the wrong party. I'm sorry, forgive me. However, then we say, well, you know, in case that didn't work, in case you're not, I don't deserve it or whatever. So, and now I'm appealing to you. If you're not going to forgive me as the wrong party, I'm appealing to you as the chief, you know, executive officer. Okay, is the governor, is the king, the president, or whatever. But there you're not going to say Pesha, because Pesha implies you rebelled. Right? That's what Pesha means. So a king's not pardoning a guy who rebelled against him, right? That's already more in the category of a personal wrong. The guy, exactly, you can't. So therefore, the second time it just says, B'salachta lavoneinu uchatoseinu. Okay, those there, I'm asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, forgive us, as the chief, king, the chief president, and so on, chief executive officer, you can forgive. Forgive me that way. So, according to that approach, okay, so actually, Mechila is higher, because Mechila is, well, not higher, it's just different. Mechila is the person who was the wrong party, and that goes back, as we said before, for a person. I mochu you. You offended me. You asked before. Why? So I said we get to it. Why? We never say. I asked. Please be soech me. We don't say. Please be mochu me. Right? I mochu you. So that's because I'm the wrong party. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, going back to what we said before. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu has the capacity to be, you know, to be soech as the chief executive officer. Again, that's a different angle. So again, we have a number of different approaches with all of this. Okay. And again, the Pesha is married, that's clear from the Gemara, Yumalav and Bavim Beis, there are other things we can say about it. But in any event, I just wanted to note that this interesting, I think, interesting distinction, or why we have two different words. We saw quite a number of different ideas. You know, one is more complete, one is the wrong party, and so on, and one is the president, and so on. As we ask, we hope that Kosh Baruch will be Mochel and Soleich and everything. But I think this approach around Soloveitchik explaining the Yudachas is very interesting. You know, that's why we append the Salachta Malen Chatecha. In case you're not going to forgive us, I'm not deserving of his forgiving me as the wrong party. So now I appeal to him, okay, you're the president, you're the governor. Forgive me from that capacity. Okay, hopefully I wasn't doing rebellious deeds. In any event,
and it was a reference in the robbing. So it's more of a public thing that it comes from the authority. That
Okay. You're free to interpretation. Again, I just think getting back to what we say. So of course, we always say okay. Although again, in that sense, it comes out the other way, because there you're talking mechalonamakeno, you know. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that slicha when you're talking to the chief executive. So it would have been better if it would have said Michal Lano Slach Lano Malkeno. Okay, which we don't. So again, all the interpretations can be, you know, can fit better or worse into different texts. But at least we understand now that there are possible differences between slicha and mechila. Wish everybody a Machzor Tova, a good Ben Shor, a Yom Kippur, and hopefully we'll have Shira next week between Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
Right. We used to have a full catered.